AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Democratic candidates for president are on the debate stage in Flint, Michigan. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the crisis that brought the Democrats to Flint to debate is not a major point of dispute.
Both candidates have described their horror that this predominantly black city was left to drink lead-tainted water for the better part of 2 years after its supply was switched. Bernie Sanders has called on GOP Governor Rick Snyder to resign. Clinton has not. But both have given Flint lots of attention in recent weeks, while Republican candidates have accused them of politicizing the crisis.
Already, Bernie Sanders has accused Hillary Clinton of supporting disastrous trade agreements. Clinton has talked about ways to help manufacturing jobs. Meanwhile, Sanders wins the Democratic presidential caucuses in Maine, adding an eighth state to his total in the 2016 race for the presidency. And on the Republican side of the race, Senator Marco Rubio will collect all 23 of Puerto Rico's delegates after posting a huge win in the U.S. territory. Campaigning in Idaho, he said he is a serious candidate with serious proposals.
I have real ideas about fixing our tax code, about rolling back federal regulations, about saving Social Security and Medicare, about balancing our budget.
Nancy Reagan will be buried beside her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California. The former First Lady died today at her home in Los Angeles at age 94. Jimmy Carter doesn't need further treatment for cancer. The 91-year-old former president apparently shared the good news with those attending one of his regular Sunday school lessons. The average price of a gallon of gasoline has jumped by 7 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.84 a gallon. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says, however, that despite the increase, the price is 70 cents a gallon cheaper than a year ago. This is AP Radio News. TV fans are saying farewell to Downton Abbey tonight.
For 6 seasons, Downton Abbey has been a graciously paced look at life in early 1900s Britain on a grand estate. There was the aristocratic Crawley family and their household servants, and their loves and losses, secrets, social graces, and styles. And all trying to deal with changes ushered in from 1912 to 1926, from the installation of a telephone to the idea of a lady pursuing a career. Don't expect a head-scratcher of a finale. The PBS masterpiece conclusion is tender, upbeat, and mostly satisfying with no loose ends, but hopefully some farewell zingers from the Dowager Countess. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Celebrities Kanye West, Ciara, and Chris Brown held center stage at Paris Fashion Week's Givenchy show. Also, a Galliano show was held. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.